This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. Over the last few years, Kansas City has faced the relatively new problem of affordable housing. This has also hit the city's community of artists who are being squeezed out of reasonably priced studio spaces. Some artists are creating their own places and inviting other artists in. Either way, the days of the crossroads as the center of the city's arts community could be coming to an end. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Artist Davin Watney co-founded Kunstrom KC with 24 artist studios in the East Crossroads.
The crossroads is careful what you wish for.
Kunstrom KC closed last summer after a five-year run when Paul Migliazzo and his brother John decided to sell. They bought the building at 15th and Oak around 2002, before the Crossroads Arts District was packed with shops, restaurants, studios, and galleries, and First Fridays boomed.
The neighborhood just got to a point where the property was worth, you know, real money.
But Paul Migliazzo and his partners wanted to reinvest, so they're teaming up with Watney again to create an art space inside a former police department building at 14th and Agnes.
It's not Crossroads. There's going to be some getting used to being here as opposed to there.
The first phase starts with 15,000 square feet, 40 artist studios on two floors. Watney says it's for new and established artists.
So if your budget is $150 a month up to $500, $600 a month, you know, we've got a space for you.
And Watney and Migliazzo envision it not just as studio spaces, but as a new destination. Gilded hosts art forums and panels. And in January at 21C Museum Hotel in downtown Kansas City, the focus was on affordable studio spaces. Dylan Mortimer, known for his glitter-adorned works, was one of a few dozen artists at the drugstore, studios and an event space inside the former Katz drugstore at 39th and Main. He says the studios were bare bones and cheap, about $75 a month.
We knew that that probably wasn't going to last forever.
It did last for 7 years. Then Redeemer Fellowship Church, who'd bought the property at auction, decided to sell. The drugstore closed in August. One option artists turned to? Working from home.
So I've basically taken over what would be a dining room, and it is very obviously a studio right when you walk in.
Rochelle Gardner-Rowe creates sculptural vessels and textile works in her apartment in Mission, Kansas. Working at home can cut costs, but it has some downsides. Gearing up for a solo show in October at Lidi Volkas Art Center was challenging.
I had 6-foot pieces hanging in the kitchen. I had sections of work under construction on our chaise lounge in the bedroom.
Now she's moving her studio to the West Bottoms. Another artist has rented a floor of a building and plans to rent out studio space to other artists.
So I think it'll be great because I'll be moving in not only with another textile artist, but 2 video artists and a painter. So we'll have quite a lovely mix in there.
When it comes to artist studios, affordability is often top of mind. But there are also other considerations.
Wanting to work amongst a community that shared similar interests, aesthetics.
Being with a like-minded group of artists and serious professional artists.
The most respectful and cohesive communities I've been in for a long time.
And they were all artists that I really admired and felt like I related to aesthetically.
That's Corey Emig. Before that, Mikey Baird, Marcy Miller-Gross, and Caleb Taylor at Union Studios in the West Bottoms. There are 6 artist studios upstairs around a common gallery space. And on the ground floor, artist Jim Woodfill has a studio, office, and shop space.
I like being in the West Bottoms. It's a wonderful place. And we've developed a thriving kind of micro community here that I think is really worth trying to preserve and maintain.
Woodfill is a professor in the painting department at the Kansas City Art Institute, and he runs Union Studios, a former post office, with his partner Kirsten Gustafson. It helps, he says, that Gustafson, a freelance designer, also owns the building and plans to keep it as an art space, something that's becoming more difficult for artists in the crossroads. Despite what feels like a crunch for artists right now, he says there are still opportunities to carve out new territory.
Like we always have, the city is vast, and there are all kinds of places to go.
And as rents rise throughout the city, it's once again the artists who are finding the most affordable spaces. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.